This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
As a business owner, you need protection for your physical and financial assets. From general and professional liability insurance to business owners and commercial auto policies, GEICO can help. Go to geicocommercial.com for your free quote and see how much you could save today.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Green light for the travel ban. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka on this Tuesday, December 5th. Glad you're with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
The Supreme Court has ruled that the White House can implement all parts of its latest ban on travelers from certain countries during ongoing litigation.
Late sticking point in the tax reform legislation, what to do with the corporate alternative minimum tax, we'll explain.
President Trump has reduced the size of two national monuments in Utah. Here are his reasons why.
And how Dollar General became such a force in rural America.
There are now about $14,000 general stores across the country, and at a time when you have some retailers that are closing stores or sort of deciding to exist with the stores they have, Dollar General plans to open thousands more, mostly in rural communities.
Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer on the Dollar General strategy. The Supreme Court has ruled that the Trump administration, for now, can implement all parts of its latest ban on travelers from certain countries. We get the story from this morning's Mike Gavin.
In at least a temporary win for the White House, the High Court granted an emergency request by the administration yesterday to let the rules take full effect while litigation challenging the travel restrictions continues. President Trump, citing national security concerns, issued his latest travel restrictions in September and applied them to eight countries: Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen. It is Mr. Trump's third attempt at a travel ban. Gordon.
Thank you, Mike. The Supreme Court hasn't yet had an opportunity to resolve legal questions about President Trump's efforts, but the Wall Street Journal says yesterday's order suggests Mr. Trump could face favorable prospects when a full case on the travel ban gets to the High Court. A big potential sticking point for congressional Republicans as they work to unite two tax bills. The Senate bill keeps the corporate alternative minimum tax to help pay for last-minute deals that secured the Republican votes for passage. That puts Senate Republicans on a collision course with House Republicans, whose own tax bill repeals the corporate AMT. President Trump is pleased with overall progress.
I want to especially thank you for the tremendous work in ushering massive tax cuts and reform through the Senate. Just happened, and we have a final step to go, and I predict we're going to be very successful. Talking about massive, massive tax cuts.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
It is in their DNA to give tax cuts to the rich. That's their purpose in coming to Congress.
The 20% corporate AMT is designed to limit the ability of corporations to reduce tax bills through deductions and credits. Corporations must compute taxes using both methods and then pay whichever rate is higher. Few wind up paying the AMT. But with a proposed 20% corporate rate, many companies could end up in the AMT and therefore lose some of their tax breaks in the process. Time for another look at how companies and individuals would be affected by the tax reform measure. We're joined now by Missouri Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler. Congresswoman, how are you selling this?
We're going to allow American families to keep more of their hard-earned money is first and foremost in my mind, and I'm very excited about that, as well as making American businesses competitive again. You know, we've had too many years where American companies have been forced overseas by our poor tax policies and our regulatory environment. And now I'm looking forward to those companies coming back here and creating more jobs and expanding our economy.
Some have complained that this is such a massive break for corporations. How do you justify that, I guess?
Well, it's certainly not. The code is geared to help working families. Actually, it focuses a lot on lower and middle income families by almost doubling the child tax credit from $1,000 to $1,600 a child and doubling the standard deduction for a couple of $12,000 up to $24,000, so people don't even pay tax on their first $24,000 of income. So it's going to help a lot of the working men and women who have been squeezed far too long and have just been trying to, barely make ends meet. So, and with the tax cuts that we are doing for the corporations, that is geared to help also working families because they need raises. And by allowing companies to keep more of their revenues, then they can give those much-needed raises to their employees.
We hope. You think that's going to happen?
Oh, I do, because there will be increased demand for labor as people, the companies come back and as companies have more money, they can invest and expand and grow, and they're going to need more employees. And then that'll drive up the demand for labor, and companies are going to have to compete for their best employees and offer wages and benefits in order to do that.
I know you'll have to answer this, and you probably have already, from opponents who say this is typical Republican stuff. It's a giveaway to the rich. How do you counter that argument?
Well, it is not because of the reasons I stated earlier, how we are focusing on the lower and middle income families. And, a typical family of four that has a income of $59,000, see their taxes reduced by almost $1,200 a year, and making so they only will pay $400 a year. That's a 75% reduction. Another family of five making $75,000 a year will only pay $500. They also will see a 75% reduction in their taxes. You're not going to see that percentage of cuts to the upper income bracket. So it's going to help every family, but certainly those that haven't that are living paycheck to paycheck, and that's about 50% of our country.
Mm. We're speaking with Missouri Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler. Do you have any concerns of the items that are in the Senate bill versus the stuff that's in the House bill?
Well, I think there's pieces of both bills that are good that can be combined. I don't like that they reinstated the alternative minimum tax. This has been a double taxation process system for far too long, where people have to actually figure up their taxes twice and end up usually having to pay more. So I hope that we can, go with a House version of that, not reinstate the alternative minimum tax. And but we'll be looking at all of the provisions, and I am very hopeful that we'll come up with a combined bill that both of us will support, and we can get that passed and on the president's desk and signed into law and quickly as possible and send American families the best Christmas present they've had in a long time.
I know there are critics who say that this in the past has not grown the economy. I'm not an economist, but how do you convince people that this does work when they say that the trickle-down does not work?
It depends on who you listen to, but I believe that every one of the tax cuts that have been done have grown our economy. And just fundamentally, also it gets back to who can make the best decisions on how you spend your money and who should do that.
Thanks, Vicki. Missouri Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler. It's 14 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $2,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2525 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 2525. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 2525.
Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Tuesday. President Trump has signed orders that sharply reduce the size of two national monuments in Utah, ending what he calls federal government overreach and returning the decision-making to Utah. Bear's Ears, established just last year by former President Obama, will be reduced about 80% from 1.3 million acres to about 200,000. And Grand Staircase Escalante, created by former President Clinton, will be cut nearly in half from 2 million acres to just over a million. Mr. Trump signed the orders yesterday in the capital of Salt Lake City.
Some people think that the natural resources of Utah should be controlled by a small handful of very distant bureaucrats located in Washington. And guess what? They're wrong.
The actions reverse a decades-old dynamic of increased federal protection of land. Those moves set aside more land for tourism and wildlife preservation, but also ramped up tensions among rural residents, ranching families, and business owners. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, Jennifer Koschenka is here with more of America's First News.
Gordon, a wind-fed fire is ripping through 25,000 acres as it moves quickly over hills and canyons from Santa Paula to Ventura, California. Thousands of homes have been evacuated and at least one person has died. Ventura County Fire Chief Mark Lorenzen says firefighters are up against it.
The prospects for containment are not good. Really, Mother Nature is going to decide when we have the ability to put it out because it is pushing hard with the wind.
The power went out in Santa Paula, Ventura, and cities throughout the county just before 10 p.m. as more and more neighborhoods were ordered to evacuate. It's not a final ruling, but the Supreme Court is letting the Trump administration fully enforce a ban on travel to the U.S. by residents of six mostly Muslim countries. Challenges to the policy are winding through the federal courts, and the justices themselves ultimately are expected to rule on whether the ban is legal. The ban applies to travelers from Chad, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen. The Republican National Committee is once again supporting embattled Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore after President Trump formally endorsed him yesterday. An RNC official confirmed the committee will resume its financial support to the Alabama Republican Party's effort to elect Moore to the Senate, despite the allegations of sexual misconduct against him. President Trump and congressional leaders have scheduled a summit to begin sorting out their budget differences as a clash that could produce a partial government shutdown by the weekend hangs in the balance. That meeting, set for Thursday, comes just a day before federal spending expires that's needed to keep agencies functioning beyond midnight Friday night. How young is too young to be on social media? Kids are supposed to be at least 13 to be on Facebook, but the social network is getting around its own rule by launching its first app tailored for young users. Messenger Kids, which does need parental approval before use, is a simplified lockdown version of Facebook's messaging app. If two kids want to be friends on Messenger Kids, that friendship has to be approved by a parent for each child. Once confirmed to be safe, friends can do live video chat and send pictures and text to each other. Kids won't be able to delete messages.
Oh, that's an interesting feature.
What's that?
That they won't be able to delete their messages.
Right, so at least there's some control there.
Yeah, it seems like it's so heavy parent involvement in theory.
Yeah,
my kids, I don't even think they text. Like, they communicate through Snapchat.
Okay.
It's amazing. Where they take, like, a partial picture of their forehead. That's, for whatever reason, I don't understand that part.
Yeah, you don't get it.
Just go
with
it.
They do.
23 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Expiration dates aren't just for leftovers. Your internet and TV bills probably include one too, and you're going to want to put it on your calendar. That's the date when whatever discounts you got for signing up with a service go away, leaving you paying a much higher rate unless you call to negotiate something better. Here's how from Rob Pegoraro, tech writer for USA Today and Yahoo Finance. Rob, what do we have?
Basically, all these companies love to sign people up to deals that are going to keep them around for the long term. You get your internet, you get your TV, your phone, and it always looks like a great rate at first, because it often is. They give you a nice discount to sign up, but what you got to remember is that discount is going to go away at some point, and it's your job as a customer to remember that. They may or may not tell you that in the bill, and then be prepared to bargain.
Okay.
So you can hopefully keep some of those discounts instead of paying the rack rate.
I think, as you point out in the story, you get more bees with honey than vinegar, right? Like, don't be a jerk on the phone.
Yeah. The person you're talking to, they did not create the system you're trying to avoid the worst of. It's just their job to answer the phone and hopefully keep you as a customer.
Right. All right. Which would mean what? Like, how would you open that conversation when they say, hi, how can we help you today?
Yeah, same thing you'd want to do, you know, all the time. Be aware of your options. You know, things have probably changed since you last signed up for TV and internet. For one thing, there are a lot more choices for watching TV online. You have services like Sling TV, PlayStation View, DirecTV Now, that offer you a package of cable channels, much like what you get on cable, but not as expensive, and it doesn't come with a hardware charge for every set you plug in. You just buy a, you know, a Roku or another media player, plug it into a TV, you know, set up your account on that, and then you're set. So that's one option you have. You can say, you know, your TV bundle's been good, but, you know, I can get satellite TV, DirecTV Dish Network. They're giving me a better deal if I sign up with them. The hardest part is bargaining with your internet provider, because odds are you may not have a whole lot of choice.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to have the same speed. If you can live with somebody slower, you have more flexibility. But if you want like 100 megabit per second connection, you're probably stuck with who you signed up for.
We're speaking with Rob Pegoraro, tech columnist. You can read him in places like USA Today and Yahoo Finance. He's written a piece entitled, Check Your Cable or Internet Bill. After the first year discounts, it's time to bargain. What else can you expect, say, on the cable side? Could you get, ask for HBO for 6 months or just a reduced overall rate?
Yeah, you want to see, you know, can we keep this existing discount on my account? They may say, well, we can't do that, but we can do this. It sort of depends. I mean, there's a friend of mine, this guy David, if I'm ever negotiating with a telecom, I want him to be my spokesman because he is the master of bargaining with right. Comcast. You know, other people may not be as good. The thing is, you have to try, because if you don't, you're guaranteed to subsidize lower bills for the people who do pick up the phone and try to wheel and deal a little bit.
You do have to set aside some time, right? I mean, it's going to take some effort. You might get put on hold.
Yeah, it might not be the most fun phone call ever. I can pretty much guarantee that.
Thanks, Rob. Rob Pegoraro, tech writer for USA Today and also Yahoo Finance. It is 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Hey, the holidays are fast approaching. Order gifts for everyone on your list with the click of a mouse. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, you can get the family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code DEAL in the search bar. That's 75% off. Omaha Steaks offers the most flavorful, tender-aged beef, aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts, hand-trimmed and vacuum-sealed. They also have veggies, desserts, appetizers, fresh seafood, and so much more. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings for our listeners. Listen to everything that you'll get for less than $50. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus 4 additional kielbasa sausages free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code DEAL in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It's the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show, like us on Facebook, or send us an email, thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.
Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday, December 5. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. The Trump travel ban can take full effect during litigation. Former Florida Congresswoman Corinne Brown gets 5 years in prison for fraud. We'll learn the political future today of Michigan Congressman John Conyers, accused of sex harassment. A cop in San Marcos, Texas, shot in a fatal ambush yesterday. Evacuations due to an out-of-control wildfire in Ventura County, California. Steelers rallied to beat the Bengals in a game that featured 20 penalties last night. And now a 22-year-old rapper befriended an 86-year-old retiree in Florida. That story in about 20 minutes. It's time now for a business update, and it's brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. If you want to take your business to the top, take it to a top 10 state for business, Michigan. Contact michiganbusiness.org today. Dollar General is expanding because rural America is struggling. With its convenient locations for frugal shoppers, it has become one of the most profitable retailers in the U.S. and a lifeline for lower-income customers bypassed by other major chains. More from Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer. Sarah, what about Dollar General?
You know, I think if you're a New Yorker, you aren't in a Dollar General that often, but if you're not, you probably see a lot of them. There are now about 14,000 Dollar General stores across the country. Most of those are in small communities, rural areas, or sort of far suburban areas. And at a time when you have some retailers that are closing stores or sort of deciding to exist with the stores they have, Dollar General plans to open thousands more, and mostly in rural communities.
Wow. What is it that they do well?
Well, you know, there's two things happening here. One is the economy, as the CEO said in our story, is creating more of its core customer. And its core customers are folks that comes from households that are that earn $40,000 a year or less. And so what they have done is learn how to sell to those folks really well and to locate stores in a way in a small community that it's a little bit more convenient than driving another 10, 20 miles to, you know, what might be the town center or a larger town where there might be a Walmart, more traditional grocers. And so if you look at, you know, a map of a small town, you'll often see the Dollar General sort of on the roads on the way into town.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer. Her piece is called How Dollar General Became Rural America's Store of Choice. So you had hinted at it before, kind of rapid store growth has been the secret of their success, which seems odd, right, given this e-commerce world we live in. But is that the nature of being rural?
To some extent, and it's also the nature of their customer. The CEO pointed out that most of their customers, you know, if they're running out of ketchup, for example, he said, they're not going to say, I'm about to be out of ketchup. I'm going to order several bottles online, and they'll be shipped to me, and I'll have them in time. They run out of ketchup that day and then buy one more bottle that night. There's a financial necessity to shopping that way, and Dollar General's core customers, you know, are shopping. They want to hit low dollar amounts when they're buying things.
Wow. What about, I have to presume, and I may be wrong, but there are slim profit margins here.
Actually, no, not really. Their profits are pretty strong. They're a pretty profitable company. And, you know, a lot of the things that they sell are in smaller quantities than you would find perhaps at Walmart and certainly at a Costco, right, where you're actually getting a really good value on things when you buy something at Costco, but you have to have the capital to pay hundreds of dollars to buy, you know, 12 cans of it at once.
Yeah.
So, you know, the profit margins are actually usually slightly higher on these smaller sized items that still cost less, you know, in that single trip.
What was your visit like to, is it Evansville, Tennessee?
Evansville, Tennessee.
Evansville.
Yeah, it was really interesting and really fun. I think that Evansville is a really great example of Dollar General's technique and their strategy. It's a place where they opened their first store in 1965. They opened a few more and then didn't really open much until last year when they opened that store in Evansville. They opened another one this summer nearby, and they plan to open a third in this area next year. And this is Ray County, Tennessee, that has the highest unemployment rate in the state.
Wow.
So it's not growing rapidly, but Dollar General believes they can find a way to still grab more market share in that kind of community.
What did you mean by camouflage is a proven winner?
There's lots of camouflage gear in this store, lots of camo gear. You know, they do a co-branded dog food, camouflage dog food with Mossy Oak, which is a camouflage brand. And the store manager, Justin Ray, who I spent a lot of time with, said, you know, even off-brand camo does well, even camo that isn't branded. So there's camouflage pacifiers, camouflage socks, camouflage dog toys. It's something that they know that their customers respond to, and so they are stocking more of it.
You mentioned, too, that the company has rural roots, so perhaps they have a better feel for what will work than other retailers.
Yeah, I mean, I think originally that's where the founders grew up in central Kentucky, and that's what they knew, and so that's who they were selling to.
Thanks, Sarah. It's Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer. It's 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Hey, reminder, we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter with the username @ThisMorningShow. If you like some cynicism and sarcasm, you can follow me directly on Twitter @GordonDeal. Thanks for being with us. Welcome into Tuesday. Beyond the headlines now, this morning's Mike Gavin is here with a look at some of the other stories you'll be talking about this morning.
Good morning. Well, Instagram has a message for people who can't wait to snap a selfie with a koala bear or other rare animal. Don't do it. The Facebook-owned company announced it's adding content warnings to selfies that include wildlife such as tigers and koalas when certain hashtags are used. They say the tourist attractions that offer up these animals as selfie props often mistreat the animals, and that all this interaction with humans can be traumatic for them. So if you try to post or click on photos with certain hashtags like koala selfie or tiger pet, a warning will pop up about the content. Now, you can still go ahead and view the photos, but you'll have to click around the warning first. CNN Money says posting shots with cute animals is very popular on the app. There are more than 3,000 posts alone with the hashtag koala selfie, including one posted by Paris Hilton only 1 week ago. Now, how much you want to bet that it was the Paris Hilton selfie that sort of tipped the scales on this one? This has been going on for some time now, but then when Paris Hilton got involved, everyone was like, all right, let's pump the brakes here. Let's make sure this doesn't become a thing.
Well, and I wonder, too, did Instagram do some sort of deal with the World Wildlife Fund?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you click on it,
yes,
this warning comes up, and you can click to read more about the issue, and it takes you to a brief story on animal exploitation, and there are a couple of links below the story, including one to the World Wildlife Foundation.
I see. So, I see you've been following Paris Hilton's lead and clicking clicking on koala selfies in the morning.
And by the way, with regards to the Instagram, just doing the search for the hashtag koala selfies brought that up. Didn't even get as far as to click on her picture. So
this is certainly going to hinder your Instagram activity for this morning, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
And you know, Gordon, if at first you don't succeed, try blowing it up again. After an embarrassingly futile attempt to take down Michigan's Pontiac Silverdome on Sunday, the old stadium finally came down yesterday, but not before observers managed to get in a few jokes on social media, mostly at the expense of the Dome's key tenants, the Detroit Lions. Implosion jokes were almost too easy for the team, which, despite some talented teams over the years, never made it to the promised land, with many commenting that the morning demolition was a little early for the stadium, where implosions typically take place after 1 p.m. on Sunday. Others said that this was just one last Silverdome fumble, and likened the failed plan to blow up the building to many a failed Lions game plan. And still others couldn't help getting another dig at much maligned former Lions GM Matt Millen, wondering aloud if Millen might have been involved in hiring the demolition crew.
Ouch.
It's been how many years? Probably almost a decade now, probably, since he's been there. But they cannot stop ragging on Matt Millen.
Maybe also, since the demolition crew was blamed here,
yes,
maybe the architects of the Silverdome could be hired too. You know, rebuild the Lions, or
or
build the Lions game
right,
plan.
Right,
right. This thing was solid. Apparently,
stood the test of time.
Yeah. Speaking of football, by the way,
yeah,
did you happen to see the hit last night?
I did.
Juju Smith-Schuster placed on the perfect from the Bengals.
I've heard about it. I have not seen it as of yet.
If you listen quietly, you can still hear the echoes.
Oh boy.
My goodness.
Perfect is always involved in some kind of hit. Either he's given or he's taken, one or the other.
There are some that will say karma was involved
yes.
here, but what a brutal game that was. Thank you, Mike. 13 minutes now in front of the hour. You don't often find the words business and friendly in the same sentence, let alone the same state. Unless, of course, you're talking about Michigan. Michigan's business-friendly practices help them become a leader in industries that range from agriculture and cybersecurity to aerospace and defense. In fact, Michigan is ranked among the top 10 states for major new and expanded facilities, which makes Michigan more than business-friendly. It makes Michigan business smart. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org. Small business never stops moving, so Dell's U.S.-based small business technology advisors are trained to keep up. Just call 877-BUY-DELL to get connected with an advisor who will get to know your business and tailor a solution with Dell PCs powered by Intel Core processors that is right for you, so you can focus on your business and leave the tech questions to Dell. Call 877-BUY-DELL to get in touch with a tech advisor today. Thanks for joining us. Here's another story that's part of a new series for the holidays by MarketWatch called Gifts That Pay Off. This one is about helping someone sell a home. A few simple home improvement projects can help make a home more attractive to buyers, increase its value, and help it sell more quickly. A fresh coat of paint can do wonders for a home's value. For instance, changing the wall color in a bathroom from white to blue can increase a home's value by $5,400. Another idea, help them set the stage. Nearly one-third of real estate agents said that home staging increased the offer amount. Also, boost the home's curb appeal. One suggestion here is to gift the home seller a landscaping service. Another option, make their home's exterior shine by offering to power wash away the dirt and grime. Also, clutter can kill a home sale. One gift option to help remedy this situation, offer to hire a professional organizer. Or help make the home look picture perfect. Pay for a professional photographer to come capture the home. It is 8 minutes now in front of the hour. On this morning, Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, President Trump's rare move to shrink two large national monuments in Utah is triggering another round of outrage among Native American leaders who vow to unite and take the fight to court to preserve protections for lands they consider sacred. Environmental and conservation groups are joining the battle and filing lawsuits. Attorney Heidi McIntosh represents Earth Justice.
The president, under the Constitution, actually has zero authority over federal public lands. The president can only act to do something on federal public lands if he has permission from Congress.
The court case is likely to drag on for years, maybe even into a new presidency. Trump decided to reduce Bears Ears by about 85% and Grand Staircase Escalante by nearly half. Special counsel Robert Mueller has asked Deutsche Bank to share data on accounts held by President Trump and his family. Reuters reports that Germany's largest bank received a subpoena from Mueller weeks ago to provide information on certain money and credit transactions. Deutsche Bank, which has loaned the Trump Organization millions of dollars for real estate ventures, would not comment. The Supreme Court is taking up the highly anticipated case of the Colorado baker who refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Today's clash at the high court pits the baker's First Amendment claims of artistic freedom against the anti-discrimination arguments of the Colorado Civil Rights Commission and two men the baker turned away in 2012. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court is indicating a willingness to side with New Jersey's effort to permit sports gambling in a case being closely watched by states interested in allowing betting on sports. The justices heard arguments yesterday in a case where New Jersey's challenging a federal law that bars gambling on football, basketball, baseball, and other sports in most states. And the Grammys may have dissed Ed Sheeran, but Spotify says he is the most streamed artist of the year. Sheeran topped Spotify's 2017 list with 6.3 billion streams. He also has Spotify's biggest album of the year with Divide and the top song with Shape of You. No female acts were in the top five most streamed acts of the year. Sheeran is followed by Drake, The Weeknd, Kendrick Lamar, and the Chainsmokers.
The that female acts fact that you cited there is... it's part of a trend right now where, like, there's no, I think the Wall Street Journal a few weeks ago said something like there's no female divas that are out there killing it right now.
A little surprising.
It's interesting. Well, and I think Sheeran streams, that's enough to really, for one, for everybody in the entire planet. 6.3 billion,
that's a
roughly.
Lot.
It's incredible. 6 minutes now in front of the hour. Thanks for being with us. Is it possible that a game we play on our smartphones is uniting the world? Well, it's at least brought together a couple of people who otherwise probably would never have met. CBS News tells the story. When Spencer Sleon agreed to play a Words with Friends game with a random opponent over a year ago, the 22-year-old never expected that the stranger, an 81-year-old woman named Roz Gutman, to become his lifelong friend. Over the course of the year, the pair have played 324 rounds of the online Scrabble game. Mr. Sleon is an aspiring rapper from Harlem, New York. Ms. Gutman lives in a retirement community in West Palm Beach, Florida. A local pastor recently facilitated a meeting between the online pals. Friday, he hopped on a plane with the pastor by his side, flew to Florida to meet Ms. Gutman. Photos of their meeting instantly went viral. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.